It'll take longer than having a option to turn it.
Got a motion?
I can get right to it if you want. I have one item. It's an abrogation easement. That is spelled correctly. Abrogation means navigation of aircraft. And basically, that's all we're talking about here is the town of Georgetown granting us access to the airspace above two imaginary surfaces over their property at the approach end of what will be our new runway 10. Georgetown has already approved the easement. It's been signed by the mayor. And basically, it gives us unobstructed access to that airspace and the ability to go in and clear trees, prevent obstructions from growing up into the protected airspace over the approach end of the runway.
You have documentation to prove that abrogation is a word?
In the dictionary.
Never heard it. First time.
You got a motion? That's good. Any more questions?
This is the easy one.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council President be authorized to execute the abrogation easement agreement between Sussex County and the town of Georgetown as accepted by the town of Georgetown Town Council on June 27, 2007.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Rogers. Just read the motion, just read Mr. Hicken. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. Mr. Rizzo? I'm sorry, did...
His things were pulled.
Are you filling in for Mr. Izzo?
No.
South Coastal, I guess they pulled them both.
These for relocation during construction?
Mrs. Webb had indicated me that you were going to take that off the agenda.
Oh, well, we got it. That's okay. We bunched up this morning, Andrea and I, and I have it.
They forgot to tell you they didn't.
They forgot to tell me.
Okay, Mr. Archit.
Do we pass on it though, Dale? I mean, I guess...
Do we need to amend the...
Yeah, we need to do something.
Do you want to be on?
Make a motion, we can amend the agenda to remove...
I don't have a motion. I don't even know the exact...
We got it.
Okay.
We got you covered, Mike.
Sorry.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by...
Yes, second.
Mr. Cole to amend the agenda and delete Mr. Izzo, South Coastal Library lease for relocation during construction. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Now it's your turn, Mr. Archit.
Okay, thank you. I'm here for the proposed Lockwood Suburban Community Improvement Project. Patty Deptula appeared before you back on June the 19th and presented information on the Lockwood project and proposed a motion setting the day, place, and time of the election, which was supposed to be on Saturday, June the 14th, 2007. When that was set, we were contacted by a couple of property owners that were concerned that there were not absentee ballots provided for, which we have confirmed with the county attorney. The law just doesn't provide for them, therefore we cannot offer them. And as a result of, I guess, scrutinizing the ordinance, those property owners brought up the question that we did not meet the posting requirements. Now, the law states that the posting has to be not less than 20 days nor more than 30 days from the date that that information was presented to you, okay? And in addition to that, it says that we have to do a 30-day posting and we have to advertise 4 weeks prior to the election. Unfortunately, because of the 20 and 30-day limit and then a 30-day for posting it, you really only have one day to do that. The county, which is the 30, you have to do it exactly 30 days from the day that we present that information. In the past, because we've tried to work with the communities and a lot of people don't live full time in those communities, we've tried to hold them on Saturday. So we have met the 4 week requirement and tried to max out the posting. And also we send notices individually to each of the property owners. So it's not like people don't know and we give them plenty of time ahead of time, and in fact, in this case, Patty and I met with the homeowners well before that date and informed them of what the date was going to be. So there was plenty of notice, but it doesn't meet the state law. And after After discussing it with the assistant county attorney, he said, we have to adhere specifically to the state law, even though that means we can't offer the option for a Saturday vote. So anyway, what I'm here today again is to ask council to again set that date. Since today is a Tuesday, if you count 30 days from here, the election will be held on Thursday, August the 23rd, 2007. We will have it at the Inland Bays Treatment Plant as previously planned. And it will be from, the state law requires from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, you know, unfortunately, we don't feel that's the most convenient time for everybody to vote, but it's in accordance with the state law, and we're required to do that. If council approves our proposed motion, we will actually post it today so that we meet that 30-day requirement.
Jim or Russell, why can't we just make the ordinance, post-date the ordinance, and say the ordinance starts such and such so it can line up to a Saturday? Can't we do that?
No, it's not an ordinance. It's the date that it's presented to the county council. So that's today.
It might be something you might want to ask for legislative change on so that they can do it
like
on Saturday.
Hire.
Yeah, without getting ahead in my presentation too much, the county engineering department has been working on a proposed ordinance that would parallel the state law and basically would be more in line with the way we prepare our projects, and we do that, and instead of trying to amend the state law, which, as Mike has informed me, we approached, Mr. Stickles a couple times about doing that, but as you know, it's sometimes difficult to get the legislature to move on these things. We've decided to go with a separate ordinance that would be called Sussex Community Improvements, and that would give us the opportunity to do it the way our normal process works now. We'd allow for absentee ballots, we would allow for all of those things, and we feel like that would solve a lot of these problems. It's about 90% done, but we have to address the potential that there could be a state highway related project involved in it, and that takes a little bit of extra wording that we have to work into it. So we are moving towards that, and hopefully this fall we will have it. But for right now, for this project, it's so far along. By the time we go through ordinance changes and public hearings and all, we feel like that's too long to delay this project. And we're recommending that we set the hearing at that time. I would like to read one more thing, though. The way the law reads, again, we have to present this time and date and that stuff, and we have to give you an overall of the project. So if I can read something that Patty presented to you, it says the project the estimate has been completed by the engineering department. The cost estimate includes a hot mix paving overlay on all streets, 1 1/4 inch on Pinewood and Maplewood streets, and 3 inch on all other streets, some minor drainage repair work in 5 areas, removal and replacement of existing speed bumps, and the installation of paved driveway aprons within the subdivision. This work, including the administrative costs, bond, and interest costs, is estimated to be $732,179.07, and we are proposing, and it will be paid for by the property owners at the rate of $4.83 per front foot for a 10-year period. So I feel like I've covered everything the state law requires now.
There's no change in those numbers or anything.
No, everything is the same as Patty presented it back in June, and all we're doing is trying to change the date of the time, you know, of the referendum so that we can meet the law. Any other questions? Can I read the motion?
Yes, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council authorizes an election to be held at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility located at 29445 Inland Bay Road, Long Neck, Delaware, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Thursday, August 23, 2007, for the purpose of allowing property owners and residents of the proposed Lockwood Suburban Community Improvement Project area, Indian River 100, to consider the financing of suburban community improvements as regulated under Title IX, Chapter 5, Delaware Code, and having an estimated total project cost of $732,179.07 to be financed over a 10-year period with an estimated annual cost of $4.83 per front foot.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips. The motion that we just read, Mr. Archie, regarding the Lockwood Suburban Community Improvement Project. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you. Mr. Stewart? Have a good trip. I'll do it. Be glad to.
Good afternoon. I'm here to report upon bids received July 10th, 2007. And to recommend award for County Project 9603, which is the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District Pinetown Sewer Collection System. Pinetown is a small, unincorporated community, low-income community, located in Lewis and Rehoboth 100. The project will provide sanitary sewer service to 67 residential parcels on Pinetown Road and Sweetbriar Road, north of Route 9. Most of which have substandard or failing on-site sewage treatment and disposal systems. Completion of this project will provide the needed sewer service and reduce pollution of Red Mill Pond. Construction will be funded by grants from USDA Rural Utilities Service, DENREC State Revolving Fund, and Sussex County. We had a previous design that included gravity sewers, a small pump station, and a force main, and that project received only two bids.
Stick it on.
And that was back in October of 2003, both well above the engineer's estimate. Council rejected both bids and chose to value engineer and rebid the project. The county consultant, George Miles and Muir, redesigned the project as a 2,400 feet all long, all gravity system that will discharge to the new Hopkins Pettyjohn subdivision, which is under construction adjacent to Pinetown. As you can see on the bid summary sheet, there were four bidders. It's past July 10th. The lowest bidder, Bunting and Murray Construction Corporation, submitted a base bid of $407,089.55, which was approximately 9% below the engineer's estimate. The other three bids exceeded that estimate by 8, 12, and 39% respectively, as shown on your summary sheet. Bunting and Murray is located in Selbyville, Delaware, has satisfactorily completed a number of projects for the county and is currently constructing part of the adjacent Hopkins Pettyjohn subdivision sewer system. George Milan Bure recommends, and the county engineering department concurs, that the contract be awarded to this contractor on the basis of its base bid, $407,089.55, contingent upon funding agency's approval.
Any got questions? A motion?
Yes. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, George Miles and Bure, LLC, and the engineering department, the Sussex County Project 9603, West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, Pinetown Sewer Collection System, be awarded to Bunting and Murray Construction Corporation of Selbyville, Delaware, bid amount of $407,089.55, contingent upon receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Utilities Service.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Rogers, to adopt the motion that just read Mr. Stewart regarding the awarding of contract, Pinetown Sewer Collection System. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Susan Webb.
Just one grant request this morning for Clear Space Productions.
I'd like to give $500 to Clear Space Productions. They give performances, theatrical performances in the area.
Council Maddox.
Cancel Matacon, yes.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by...
Second.
Mr. Foltz, to give $500 from his Councilmatic to the Clear Space Productions. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Introduction of ordinances, Mr. Griffin.
I have one. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a public utility for a regional propane storage and distribution facility located on a certain parcel of land in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.529 acres. And it's the application of Sharp Energy, Inc.
I introduce it.
Additional business.
I've got one thing. I wanted to let the council know I've asked to place on the agenda next week for a possible vote the amendment to our code, which would allow the density trade concept to be applied to conditional uses for multifamily dwelling structures in AR1 districts. Ironically, today we voted on the Malone Enterprises application, which was a conditional use for multifamily in an AR1 district. It increased density above the zoning by over 15 units, and it was approved unanimously. Had the density trade ordinance been in place, they would have been required to pay, in essence, a conservation fee of over $300,000 instead of the 13.3% open space that we allowed them to have. They would have been required to have 40% open space, and they also would have been required to have a landscape buffer along the roadway.
So. Which they had all that, I believe, and I think their open space exceeded what you were saying, and you could achieve everything you just said through an impact fee when they start building.
Their open space, according to their application, was 1.7 acres, which is around 13%. And they paid $0.
What did you calculate as open space?
According to their application, they say they've got 1.7 acres of open space versus
which is 13%. FYI, just so that says next all week, right. Didn't know it was going to be on the agenda. It's on there. Mr. Kramer. Hurry up, or we're on overtime.
You got all day. My name is Dan Kramer. Our favorite run at the mouth. Councilman loves to get on the radio and run his mouth and lie like a sieve, and he doesn't know when the truth is, the truth of any kind. And, you know, he can say in here what he wants. But you're talking about disruptive. Man, he's the most disruptive character you've got up here. And yet he goes on the radio and says, I'm disruptive. Well, I'll tell you what, it's as simple as zero. There ain't nobody no more disruptive than he is.
Are you going to sue him?
Well, that all depends. I'd like to see him retract his stupid statement, but he ain't man enough to do that.
What was the statement, Mr. Kramer, you're referring
to? Okay.
Or you claim that I stand up back there and scream and holler.
Was the statement you're referring to?
And that's a flat-out lie, and you know it's a flat-out lie.
Have you retained an attorney from Newark?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Now, will it go any further? I don't know yet.
I don't think you
But will. I'll tell you what. You, if we do go, you will all be called, including you, to testify against that idiot right there. Thank you. Have a good day.
See, Mr. President, all I can tell you, I think we need to curtail people who come to this podium and refer to anybody on the council as idiots.
You're not going to get what you want. And by the way, he's got an open door policy, and I'll walk that hallway any way I want.
Mr. President, take control. That's disruptive behavior right there.
I need a motion to recess. I have a motion second to recess to 1:30. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Where's the
opposed? So carried. We're recessed to 1:30. Cut the mics off quick.